It's 6 minutes past 4 o'clock. Time to head on down to Canby. We got Paul Ramo on the line. And, Paul, what are you up to?
Well, I'm at the farmer's market here in Canby at Central Park. They are open for the first time this year. I tell you what, there's a good crowd coming in. It started at 4 o'clock, Canby's Farmer's Market, and with me is Amanda Burkus. And Amanda, you put this whole thing together, Amanda?
Well, yeah, with the help of my husband and lots of other people, but yeah, we manage it.
Okay, how many years have you been doing the Canby's Farmer's Market?
This is only our second summer.
Okay.
Yep.
So it takes a lot of work to put all this together, doesn't it?
Definitely. Actually, last year it took a lot more work than this year. Now that we kind of have our rules written up and all that stuff, it was a bit more easygoing, but then COVID came along and threw a little bit more of a twist in things, but it's going really well.
Yep. All right. Why don't you just tell us what vendors are here at Central Park. Now, you changed locations from last year. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. Yeah. So last year we were over by Lake Sylvan, and this year we moved to Central Park. There were some reasons why we were over there, but then we had some feedback from vendors, and they said they would rather be in Central Park because of the visibility and lots of other reasons. So we moved it here, and yeah, we're excited to see how things go.
All right. Yeah, you got a lot of vendors here, and it just started at 4 o'clock. I saw you were out in the middle of the park ringing a bell. What was all that about?
So nobody's allowed to sell until 4 o'clock just to keep things fair and just to make sure that nobody shows up at, like, 3:30 to buy stuff. No sales are allowed till 4 until the bell rings at 4. So
that's why the bell.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I go, oh, there's a bell going
right.
on. What's that about?
Right.
So now you're in partnership here with your husband, Ted. Talk about that. What do you guys sell here?
Yep, so we both manage it, but then we're also vendors. The reason we started up the market is because we both love gardening. We love farmers markets and being able to provide fresh produce to people in the community.
Okay.
So that's kind of, he's an agronomist, I'm a dietitian, so it was kind of a good, we're kind of a good dangerous pair when it comes to the garden. So, so we started it up last year, and he's running our vendor booth while I run the information table. So, I do a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and he's kind of out selling. So.
Yeah, he's selling potatoes right now.
Yeah, lots of them, yep.
I just want to mention there is social distancing going on. Mostly everyone's wearing masks and stuff like that. I got a lot of hand sanitizer around too, right?
Right, yep.
There's guidelines you have to follow. Talk about that.
Yep, so we had to write up a COVID readiness plan about what different precautions we were going to be taking. We have hand-washing stations on both sides of the market. Every booth has a bottle of hand sanitizer. We have signs up that are encouraging social distancing, and masks are optional just like they are anywhere else in any other facility. So it's kind of up to people what they feel comfortable with, and we're encouraging distancing as best as we can.
There you go. So you got a lot of great vendors here at the Canby's Market here in Central Park. Let's talk about some of them.
Right. So some of the ones that came back from last year, we have Lisa Moe. She runs Tree Silo Farm. She has a bunch of fresh produce. She's always a hit. She's under her canopy selling things left and right. And then we also have the Suzanne Fairchild's family. They sell her soaps and candles and sometimes produce boxes.
Okay.
We have the Shepherds, Joyce and her kids. They come and sell plants from their forget-me-not greenhouse.
Yeah, I just talked to Joyce, and she has a lot of plants here.
Yes, I know. A lot of stuff to haul in, but hopefully she sells a lot so she doesn't have to haul them home.
Yeah, they're a good advertiser on Q92 with us, and they do a great job, and it was nice to meet her. I have really never met her before. So.
Sure, yeah, they have a great plant.
Yep.
So a few more returning vendors, Ted and I, of course. We just sell produce out of our garden.
And what do you got?
So today we have zucchini, green beans, potatoes, and beets.
Okay.
So,
now, I saw some of them potatoes. Educate me a little bit. I'm not a gardener. What were those? Were those baby red tomato or potatoes?
Red Pontiacs.
Red Pontiacs.
Yep.
Would they be good for kebab?
Yeah, skewers. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'll be going home with.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, there's some of every size, so those smaller ones go really good on a kebab.
Awesome. I'm going to pick some of them up, that's for sure.
Awesome.
So. Okay.
So some other vendors, we have Ruth Zitrowski. She does fresh roasted coffee beans. All sorts of, they're imported from different places. Some are from Guatemala, different places. They're kind of a fun, different type of coffee that people might want to try.
Okay. That's right here then, right?
Right.
By Bias? Okay.
Yep. And then we have the Cami Malin. She has baked goods.
And that's Sweet Sisters.
Yes.
They're from Madison,
Sisters.
I think.
Yep.
Yeah, and then they got, I was over there talking to Cami Malin. She had the banana bread, breads, rhubarb pie, a lot of good baked stuff.
Right, yeah, yep. She has all sorts of fun, delicious treats. And then we have the Ferguson. They're the two brothers, two young boys and their mom. They have fresh produce and eggs.
Is that the two brothers' fresh farm goods?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're elementary age boys.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. So we have a rule at the market that if anybody's under the age of 18 and they want to sell their goods, they don't have to pay vendor fees. It's just kind of our way of encouraging young entrepreneurs to come out and start their own business. So,
great idea.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. And then we have Emily Gerking. She has jams and eggs. I think she said she has 11 different jam flavors this year. So
11?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's kind of a fun variety. And then another returning vendor is Charlie Pesh. He has Big Dipper Bee Company. His honey won't be ready until August, so he's not here today, but
so he sells
here.
Honey?
Yes, honey, honeycomb, honey sticks.
And you were telling me before on air when I first got here, it's some of the best honey around, right?
Actually, it is the best honey around.
Okay.
Yep, it's very good. We're big fans of it.
Okay.
So, and then one more returning vendor is the Peterson Kids. They sell sweet corn, so they're not here today either, but once sweet corn's ready, they'll be selling out of the back of their pickup. They usually last about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Sells out really quick. So.
The Fraser's, what's that? The cotton candy.
Yeah,
what's that
Fraser's
called?
Fairy Floss.
Fairy what?
Fairy Floss.
Floss, okay.
Yep. So they're one of our new vendors this year. They sell cotton candy. They're from right here in Canby. So.
Okay.
And then our last new vendor is Karma's Corn. It's Karma Burnt. She's from White, South Dakota. And she sells kettle corn, and she also has lemonade over there.
I see the kettle corn.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to be, my backseat of my car might be full when I leave here.
I know. It's hard not to go home with a vehicle full.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you got a lot of vendors. And so tell us, when is the Canby Farmers Market then?
It's every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And it's going to run until October 1st.
Okay, so every Thursday here in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
Can't miss Central Park if you know where it's at, right?
Right.
Right along Highway 75.
Absolutely. And if you do miss it, we have signs all over town. So.
I saw that.
Yep.
It was like 5 miles out of Canby. Here's this sign.
Right.
Did you put all them up?
Ted does it right away in the morning before he goes to work. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we're going to get Ted on the radio, but he's so busy selling your vegetables, cucumbers. What is it, string beans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, green beans. Yep.
So you're the dietitian,
mm-hmm.
and he's the agronomist.
Yeah.
So you guys, where is your garden?
Our garden, so we have three different gardens. We have one here in town that's pretty big. We have a spare lot right next to our house, so we plant a big garden there. And then we own a farm site that we're going to be building on, and so we put all our potatoes and some different berries and asparagus are out there. And then his mom's farm site, we planted some cucumbers and more zucchini and more green beans out there. So.
Okay. All right. Real good, Amanda. Well, thanks for inviting us over to the farmer's market and, probably do this once or twice this year, huh?
Yeah, that'd be fun. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I just want to encourage everybody to stop by the Canby's Market, as Amanda mentioned, right in Central Park here, right along Highway 75. Stop in. Plenty of parking space. Plenty of open space for COVID-19 to social distance, and so a great event.
Yeah, thanks for being here. It's a lot of fun.
And great job putting it together.
Thanks. Yeah, we're excited about it.
All right, that's Amanda Berkus. Her husband Ted's right in front of us here. He's too busy to talk on the radio, it looks like.
Right.
So. And this is once again, stop by the Canby's Market every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. That's a great time, by the way. You're getting off work, you can pull in here, right, Amanda?
Right.
All right. And with that, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.